Well, it's very moving for us to be here this afternoon and to hear Archbishop Bashir Warder's testimony. And it is the detail of the accounts that he's given, and I, looking over his shoulder, know there was a lot more. It's very moving and also very distressing to see fellow brothers and sisters suffering in that way. So I welcome very much the work of Aid to the Church in Need and this report, Persecuted and Forgotten. It does bring to our attention very crucial issues, and it is an important work that the charity does, concerned, as it says, with specifically violent acts against Christians. And those acts can take place in a whole variety of circumstances. Circumstances of religious extremism, especially in many countries in the Middle East, as we know. Circumstances of political ideology, for example, present as in Venezuela, or circumstances of atheistic ideology in North Korea and in China, for example. The work of this charity is very, very important, and I wish to underline that. And I also think it's part of my job to put it into the wider context that is given to us by Pope Benedict in these matters. And it's no coincidence that he used his two major addresses in January this year to address precisely these issues. On the 1st of January, the message for the World Day of Peace, and on the 10th of January, his message to the diplomatic corps to the Holy See. And in those messages, and this is important, his emphasis is not only on persecution, but also, even more so, on the promotion of religious freedom. And he does this in a way, to use his own words, by asserting that religious freedom is not the exclusive patrimony of believers, but it is the patrimony of the whole family of Earth's peoples. So what is at stake here are very broad and fundamental issues. And with religious freedom, as the Holy Father points out, goes issues that are to do with the very intrinsic quality of human living. We are intrinsically spiritual, religious beings, and when that scope is denied, something absolutely fundamental about human dignity is being denied. And then when that is denied, what happens is that the moral core, the moral fabric, as it were, of human endeavour is weakened. And when religious freedom is denied, then we see there is a weakening in the very central effort towards social justice. And in fact, religious freedom, the Pope asserts over and over again, is essential for building peace. And what the testimony that we hear from places where religious freedom is denied is exactly an illustration of those four principles outlined by the Holy Father. There is another point that emerges from his reflections, and I think is relevant, that respect for minorities is a hallmark of a healthy state. And I think what we see is that extremists, interested or intent on creating instability, choose increasingly to target religious minorities as a key tactic for effecting social disintegration. Because religious freedom and religious identity is so central to the well-being of a society and its peoples. So the aims for us this afternoon and from this afternoon are very clear. To demonstrate our answer to the question that is posed in Aid to the Church in Need's report. Please notice that the title of this report is not a statement, it's a question. Persecuted and Forgotten? ? And it's our duty to state very clearly our answer to that question. No, they are not forgotten. No, they are not forgotten, and they will not be forgotten. And secondly, our aim must be to work for the religious freedom of all, not least, as the Holy Father outlined, through the importance of the family, not least through the importance of the integrity of education, as Archbishop Bashir has already emphasised, through international dialogue and through law. And I'd like to just conclude these remarks by quoting from the Holy Father's address to the diplomatic corps on the 10th of January. I acknowledge to invite everyone to acknowledge the great lesson of history. How can anyone deny the contribution of the world's great religions to the development of civilization? The sincere search for God has led to greater respect for human dignity. Christian communities, with their patrimony of values and principles, have contributed much to making individuals and peoples aware of their identity and their dignity, the establishment of democratic institutions, and the recognition of human rights and their corresponding duties. Today, too, in an increasingly globalized society, Christians are called, not only through their responsible involvement in civic, economic, and political life, but also through the witness of their charity and faith, to offer a valuable contribution to the laborious yet stimulating pursuit of justice, integral human development, and the right ordering of human affairs. So we take this opportunity this afternoon to salute those Christians who, in very difficult circumstances, attempt to maintain in fidelity to the gospel that witness that the Holy Father puts before us.